So, can we have spiritual solutions to material problems, or do material problems require material solutions? See, the Bhagavad Gita is very clear that the spiritual wisdom is meant to give us direction. You know, Arjuna won the Kurukshetra war not because of the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita. He won it because of the knowledge of archery that he had learned throughout his life. Isn't it? The Bhagavad Gita did not give him knowledge of archery. So, what the Bhagavad Gita did was, he had the knowledge of archery, but he did not have the inspiration, he did not have the direction, how to use it, why to use it. So, the spiritual is not a substitute for the material. The spiritual is the foundation of the material. The spiritual is the director of the material. The spiritual is the purpose provider for the material. The spiritual is not the substitute for the material. So when we say spiritual solutions for material problems, now we are talking primarily in terms of changing of spiritual consciousness. And then after the spiritual consciousness is changed, then some material solution is only going to be required. So if we say that, okay, democracy is bad. You know, actually sometimes we just take one statement of Prabhupada and highlight it too much. You know, so Prabhupada said democracy is demon crazy. Now actually that is only one statement of Prabhupada. If we see, Prabhupada engaged with democratic leaders quite often. Well, Prabhupada came all the way from America to India to meet Indira Gandhi when he came to it. And if we see practically in today's world, now it is only the countries where there is democracy where we are able to practice and share Krishna consciousness. You know, China, although it's democracy, not exactly democracy. You know, we have to be underground. We can go, but not much. When USSR was Soviet, it was not democratic. We had very great difficulty. In the Middle East countries, which are theocracies, again, we have no opportunity to practice. So, the point is, we may condemn democracy, but, you know, what is the solution that we have today? So, we may say, okay, at the past time, there was monarchy. But do we have a person who is so trained enough to become a Rajarshi today? So we don't have to make it an agenda to reject all material solutions in the name of spirituality. So material problems do require material solutions. Now the problem comes when we think that the material solution alone is everything. And I don't need spirituality at all. That becomes a problem. So the material and the spiritual go together. They are complementary. The spiritual gives us the wisdom by which we can implement the material in a proper way. So without spiritual knowledge, even the best material techniques, they will not work very well. They will not grant anything substantial. So we always need material solutions for material problems. But those material solutions have to be directed by spiritual wisdom. So it's as you said, if somebody doesn't have a job, then they shouldn't just think that I'll chant Hare Krishna and somehow Krishna will send a job in my lap. It's not like that. It is that we have to ourselves take endeavors. Okay, why am I not getting a job? Maybe I'm not presenting myself properly. I'm not going and making the right connections. I have to do whatever it takes. So now, while seeking a material solution, we can cultivate a spiritual consciousness. Krishna, whatever I'm doing it in a mood of service for you. So, for materials problems, there is material solution guided by spiritual wisdom, directed by spiritual wisdom. So, when we talk about spiritual solutions to material problems, that is primarily in terms of spiritual orientation, spiritual guidance. It is not in terms of the spiritual replacing the material. Is it clear?